Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce just signed a $100 million podcast deal.
Thank you, Taylor Swift.
And I know, I think it is absolutely Taylor Swift. Yes. 100%. Because if you've ever listened to it, and no offense to those guys, because they're making $100 million and I'm not. But I will tell you, it's not good.
It's not great.
It's okay.
Certain parts.
The parts that I care about are the Taylor Swift parts.
But here's the thing. It is the Taylor Swift, without a doubt. Yes. Taylor Swift caused the whole thing. So whether they're good or not at this point, whatever the factors are that caused it, it's all about how much money whoever paid them $100 million is taking in. And they must have a huge audience because or there must be able to bill it or somehow get the return.
I think it's the number one sports podcast.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Because I was going to say, I don't think it's necessarily that they're huge, whatever the numbers are. I don't know. But I don't think it's necessarily that they're huge right now. I think it's what's coming.
Probably if they get married.
Taylor Swift, if they get married, if they break up, if she joins the show or comes on the show or whatever. It's like whatever this purchase was is definitely counting on the future.
Whoever purchased a $100 million show like that is seeing some big return now, too.
Yeah.
They're not forking out $100 million.
Oh, no, I think they are.
And the fact that you just said it was the number one sports podcast.
I believe that's true.
I mean, that is right there. That's insane, though.
They would not have gotten that if Taylor Swift was not on the docket. For sure.
I think they probably would have signed a multi-million-dollar thing, but nowhere close to $100 million.
No, nowhere close. This is my question for you, though. Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce weren't sports world, sure. They were on the radar, right? They were.
Especially.
But the number of people listening to that podcast back then, before Travis Kelce started dating Taylor Swift, there would not be these numbers.
No,
that
would be interesting.
It would be so niche. You had to be the biggest football fan. You really had to care about those two players in particular. And then they would have made whatever they were making. You add Taylor Swift, you're adding in.
Well, how much money did they project that Taylor Swift added to the value of the NFL alone by showing up to games? It's like $400 million.
Something like that.
Yeah. $400 million to the most successful sports organization in the world by you going to a handful of games. That's insane.
And then just imagine.
At least $400 million.
Let's just say they do break up, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Yeah, I mean, he has to talk about it.
Oh, it'd be the most listened to podcast ever.
But if he doesn't talk about it, straight down the tubes.
Oh, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
It does say, like, I guess it's an Amazon thing, I think.
Amazon.
Has something to do with this.
Because it's on, on Amazon, that's why.
They don't mention one thing about Taylor Swift. They just, we've been watching the growth of the podcast really since it launched. It has been building a great relationship with Travis and Jason, getting to know them for a while. It has nothing to do. They're not even saying anything about Taylor Swift. It's just like this podcast has become so compelling over the sports part of it.
That is
not the truth.
No, they crossed over because of that.
And Amazon has had an infatuation with the Kelce brothers. They did a small documentary on those two before the Taylor stuff.
They have invested a little bit in them. But the Taylor Swift thing is gold for them.
I'm doing some research.
I did see while you're looking that up.
Yeah,
there was a rumor, Katie. There could be trouble in paradise with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift based on who they both are going to vote for because they believe it would be opposite partners. Apparently, Taylor Swift was upset. That was a rumor.
Yeah,
that Taylor Swift was upset that he may be voting for Trump.
At that point, I would just change my vote. I might just launch the podcast. I could get bonuses.
Well, I think whoever was it, Amazon that paid him the $100 million. Amazon did that because they're either going to get the breakup or they're going to get the wedding conversation.
The wedding, all of it.
Oh, that's
going to get one or the other. Either way, they're going to get some
kind of controversy with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that 100%. And so their podcast started in 2022. That's when Travis and Jason started their podcast, New Heights. And then Travis and Taylor Swift started dating in September of 2023. Now, I don't know what month their podcast started. But what Amazon released is some BS.
Yeah, it says other statements that say, and this is back in November of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even the full effect of today.
Oh, yeah.
It grew it by more than 300,000 people just then.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, there we go. As of September 29, 2023 again, Travis Kelce's podcast got 1 million extra views.
Oh my God.
Due to Taylor Swift. And that was still back then.
So if they break up and Taylor Swift, he does talk about it. If you're Taylor Swift, you're like, give me some of that money.
I know. You don't need it.
I mean, she doesn't need it.
Yeah, but she still charges for tickets at her concerts.
If that's the case, and I'm Travis, I want a cut of her album that she writes about our breakup.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, maybe they just say we're even.
Make more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it said that his jersey sales went up 400% after the first time she was spotted at a game, one of his games.
Mm-hmm. So how do we know he really likes her? Because this is a great financial move for him.
Oh, that's a lot of work. If she
to have your jersey go up 400%.
I mean, I think because he approached her kind of on the low, and then he made a public statement with like the bracelet. He's like, I went to a concert. I'm trying to meet her. She said no. Like apparently, he's been trying to talk to her for a minute.
That was when I think people first started catching on to the fact that they had this podcast. Was when he shared the experience of going and trying to give the friendship bracelet over with his phone number.
That was the first time I had really heard of him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew who he was because of football, but never really paid attention.
I'm a big football fan. I had seen a few clips of their podcast, but I never had the desire to watch or consume an entire episode from it. I just enjoyed the clips because I thought they were funny. But I think Jason's more captivating than Travis.
I think he's smarter than Travis.
Yes.
I like both of them, but I think he is kind of like the host of the show, and then and then Travis is the comic relief.
Maybe I feel like I relate more to Jason and his personality more than Travis.
Because
Travis does seem... Yes, Jason Goodman. but I do feel like Travis is just a buffoon.
Yeah, he is. I've been feeling that way for a while. He's like, meet Travis. Throw Taylor against wall. Make love.
It's so weird to me. The relationship doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. I don't know what this controversy or this the rumors about their breaking up, because Travis Kelce just spent $31,000 buying Taylor Swift 51 boxes of roses.
Yeah, I would too if I got a $100 million podcast.
he doesn't have to. That's the thing about
nothing.
I'm not talking about the money of it. I'm talking about the gesture of it.
To call up and say, hey, could you lay $30,000 worth of...
You think it's so easy. You're acting like it's so easy. Then why don't other people do it?
If I had that much money, it would be. Well, and they probably do.
But you can do it all based on like what level you're at, Jason. Like, you could probably do more for Carol than some other people can.
And people will be like, I can't. I don't have all that time. Like, oh, I don't think about it. At least somebody in his life is saying, you should do it. I do think it's probably coming from him.
There's definitely more opportunity for those things when you have the means and time. He probably does that.
You could write your wife a handwritten card. It would take you 2 seconds.
I wrote her a ChatGPT thing that can be over an hour.
I can't with you.
All right. So New Heights podcast, by the way, with them, it's a 3-year deal. I think you mentioned, Katie.
Yep.
So we're making they said it's north of $100 million. So they'll split $33 million each year. They did say at some point, when Taylor Swift started dating Travis Kelce, their total audience went to 50% female, which with a sports podcast is unheard of.
I never would have tuned into that, ever.
And at one point at the end of the fourth quarter, I believe last year, it was the number 6 overall podcast in the world, below Dateline NBC and just above This American Life from NPR.
Okay,
yeah.
It's a monster. It's definitely the Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.